All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the WPCA monthly meeting on the 21st at 6:32 p.m. Starting the meeting off, I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call. I am here, Mr. Miani.
Here.
Mr. Curtis.
Present.
And Ms. Strickland.
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum and a actually full board for right now. So, any additions, deletions, corrections, and adoptions of the agenda? Anybody have any? Excellent. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the public portion. Anybody from the public that would like to speak? Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? And for a third time, is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, we will close the public portion. No minutes for this month. Number seven, we're going to jump right into Rob Tedeschi, who decided to join us this meeting. Thank you. Appreciate it, Bob.
It's great to be back. Thank you. I can say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I missed you guys. It's been 2 months since I've seen you guys. I haven't gone this long missing one of these meetings since I think it was 2016.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just think you're out enjoying that Porsche or Ferrari or whatever the heck it is.
You got a Ferrari?
Yeah. my Chevy Malibu and my Colorado.
Chevy Chevette. that we used to call the Corvette. So, Mr. Tedeschi, once again, welcome. Happy New Year. And take it away. Yeah. It's all yours.
Okay. I think we could get rid of the DOT project that was started in 2015. I think we finally got everything. There's like a couple minor punch list items, but we're just going to continue tracking those. Every couple months we ask the state, and but we have all the CCTV video, so they did raise that one manhole that was buried, but hopefully we get that off soon. The second one is the II removal projects phase six. Over the last few days, National Water Main completed the last of the manhole work. So all the physical work is done. There's some paperwork to process, substantial completion certificate, but that project is done. One of the manholes in David Humphreys Road, there was a manhole cover, actual physical round cover in the structure that was removed. That's been there for a long time. I went back to some pictures from 2011. Saw it, so that's been removed, but that work is done. So hopefully it's a better commute on David Humphreys as it was when we first started this.
I know Mr. Curtis and myself thank you for that one.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm still waiting on Sentinel Hill.
Okay.
But I am very happy about David Humphreys, but now I'm waiting on Sentinel Hill.
Good to hear. Yeah, send me a note. We're on Sentinel Hill. We'll get out.
Want me to go out with green paint and paint them for you?
Yeah, why not? I'll join you.
Okay.
We're not trekking through the swamp. The house address closest to the manhole.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll check, Ed. But there's two or three of them.
Okay. We'll go on and take a look during the week too.
Right. The MPDS permit renewal that we submitted, like, it's almost 2 years ago now. It's sad, but we haven't heard anything. Ed, have you heard anything back on the renewal?
No, sir. Nothing yet.
Oh. So we're continuing on the old permit. Duration blowers. The last I heard was in December. UI had a third-party review. I haven't heard back from them. So that grant application is being processed. the Naugatuck River siphon. A couple things we have to get going on is, one is we need to get an easement from the property owner, because we're going to put a new upstream siphon chamber in their parking lot on the Route 34 side of the railroad, so we don't have to, or Ed's team doesn't have to cross the railroad tracks anytime they need to go to the upstream chamber, which is on the riverside now. So we need permission from that and to do a soil boring. Continue to work with the DOT and the railroad to allow us to put the new three siphon piping under the railroad track. And the treatment plant upgrade, I spoke with Mark today, want to publish the RFQ to hire a value engineering firm to review what's been done to date. That's required for any project over $10 million by the state. The state's going to fund it. So that should get published. I'll finish up talking with Mark the next day or so. So in February, we'll publish it next day or so. February, we receive the qualification statements, interview couple, three firms, and then pick somebody in March, April, and then get them going out looking at it. And the next step with that would be they would write a report with their recommendations that has to get approved by the DEP. And then we'd incorporate those and then press on. That's pretty much what I got.
Hey, Rob, I got a question.
Sure.
You're talking about moving the siphon. Right now it's somewhere, I guess, by it's by the railroad bridge there, I guess it is. You moving it up the river, you said, are you?
Just a little. Like, it's in the parking lot where Crystal Cleaners is and that barbecue place.
We're in the same area then, basically.
I'm sorry?
You're going to move it just up some footage, I guess, from where it is now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Right now, you have to, if you're in that parking lot, you have to cross the railroad track and go down the hill toward the river into the embankment. And so we're going to abandon that structure and drill the piping under the railroad into the parking lot. So you can just drive up to it.
Yep.
It's maybe 100 feet, 50 feet, that order of magnitude from where it is now. A little further south, southeast.
Right. Okay.
Be safer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Any other questions regarding the report from Weston and Sampson? And hearing none, you actually, our next item on the agenda, which I don't have up here, but I could share, was the update on the RFQ for the value added engineers to look at your plans, which you've addressed now. So we're going to skip over that one and get to the good part. Time for Weston and Sampson invoices. So the first one tonight is for the Phase 6 INI removal program in the amount of $2,400. I will entertain a motion to pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 125-0015 in the amount of $2,400.
Motion to pay.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. The next bill is for the siphon repair. I'm sure this is some of the design and work that you're doing on the movement of that chamber also over. So I'm going to entertain a motion to pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 1250018 in the amount of $4,600. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to pay.
Motion made by Mr. Miani. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, so moved. I'm just going to jump back because I see Brian is on here. Brian, if you could just check the October 25th invoice for $8,800. According to Mr. Tedeschi, his car needs gas, and that one hasn't been paid yet.
I think it's paid.
Okay.
I think it's I'm not sure why it was
a reporting current. Error on your part. Your car,
my part. You got it. Buck stops with me. That was that's my fault.
The Ferrari got a full tank. We're good.
Ooh,
yeah.
Did you have a Ferrari?
Right. Let's buy him an electric car, Charlie.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah. Right. It, don't we all? All right, next invoice, which I believe is the last one, is the wastewater treatment plant upgrade for $58,600. So I will make the motion that we pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 1260924 in the amount of $58,600 from the referendum money. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Is this the final design that we're looking at?
We're probably 30 to 40% complete, and the last month or so we've been developing the documents that we're going to give to the value engineering firm, and we've done our own constructability review. We've been we're moving. We put pencils down on the design so that we can give the value engineering firm everything we have, so they can tear it apart. We want as many comments as they can come to make it better. I'm not proud.
Is there any further discussion on this invoice? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. All right, before we get Mr. Abel, who next Wednesday will be honored at the regional WPCA thing. If you want to tell us about that, Ed, not only was he recognized in the state for his contributions to WPCA, he is being recognized regionally and throughout the Northeast, and we'll be attending a little soiree in Boston for that. And I apologize for not being able to make that, Mr. Ed, but unfortunately I fell down the stairs at work, so I got to get a big needle in my hip next Wednesday.
Yeah, so I was very surprised to find out a few months ago that NUWIA chose me as the Connecticut Operator of the Year. And the NUWIA conference is in Boston from this Sunday to Wednesday night, where the award ceremony will be. And about a month or so ago, I found out that the EPA is recognizing me with a Operator Excellence Award for the region, EPA Region 11. So it's going to hopefully bring a lot of good light to the city of Derby, especially once we go out for referendum for the new plant upgrade. Hopefully it's going to help us out tremendously.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, back to work. Stop patting yourself on the shoulder there. Let's go.
Bring home some grant money, would you please?
that's the whole reason I'm going for the week, is I'm going to try to smooze everybody and
nice.
See what we can get out of them.
You better head up there Saturday, because they're still saying 15 inches of snow on Sunday.
Yeah.
There's always a blizzard at that conference, Ed, so.
Are you still coming up, Bob, or do you guys plan on coming up?
I'm going to come up for a day. So is it Wednesday is the award ceremony?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, if you could send me the details of that, the time and all that. That'd be great.
Yes, sir. Okay, for the December report and the collection system, we responded to a total of 44 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. We also responded to a total of 2 emergency after hour callouts. For the wastewater treatment plant, we had an average daily flow of 1.2 million gallons per day, a total flow of 37.18 million gallons a day, and a max daily flow of 1.28. Our average total nitrogen went up due to the PLCs that were the new PLC that was installed. We have some calibration issues we're trying to get underway. However, we did meet our annual average at 70.7 pounds per day. So we did meet our annual. We are good on that aspect. The average effluent BOD is 8.3 with an average suspended solids of 4 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 1.9. Maintenance for the month of December, the raw sewage pump number 2 was taken offline for repairs. It is now back in service. North primary clarifier motor was replaced and that's now back in service. Relay switch at Patty and pump station was replaced and that's now back in service. And the new secondary control panel RTU is installed and put into service at the plant. In general, we had an average percent solids with a new press of 25.36. As we continue to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon and continuing to work with DEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon. And the plant pickup truck is on order with a 4 to 6 month wait list.
Are there any questions on the superintendent or the main man, Ed Abel's report here?
That's it. Nice numbers.
Yeah, came in. Even though we floated high during the summer in a couple months, you came in very well.
Yeah.
I looked at the data from December to June. We were at 97 pounds per day. And then from July to December, we were at 41 pounds per day.
Uh-huh.
So will that give, if we can do the same at that 41, do we get credits or anything? Wasn't there something where we always get credits on, or we just had to stay under that 71?
If we're under the 71, then we'll get a credit back from the state. If we're over, then we end up having to pay. So it's, if we owe money, it's about $2 to $5 a credit, depending. If we get a credit, it's about 50 to 65 cents.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a state for you. Thank you, Mr. Abel. Any other questions in regards to Mr. Abel's report? Hearing none, Mr. Hall, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Good.
Going back. So we got the numbers for this year. It's getting to be budget time. So I think it's important to reflect on how we're doing this year and be kind of planning, because in the next couple months, and I've talked with Ed, it's definitely going to be a priority. Fortunately, hopefully it goes as smoothly as it has in the last couple of years, and it's not too much of a burden on anyone. And that's certainly the plan. So for this year, we're more than halfway through the year. We do collect a little bit heavier, but we're well on track to hit the $4.9 million in revenue that we've got budgeted. So no real concerns there. I think the sewer connection fee, Ed, I don't know. Do we have anything on the horizon? I think I feel like we had that kind of plan for the year and covered the $210,000.
We did. There's another apartment complex that's going to be connected. I think that's about 95 units. I don't see anything else in the horizon. I am aware of a few other builders that are looking at other properties for some more units, but I haven't heard anything back in a while from them.
Yeah, that's a big. Where's that getting connected at?
I think that's the one on Minerva Street.
All
The
right. Well,
95 units that still hasn't been connected yet.
that's operating, I thought.
Yeah, no, they got their CO. So we should look in this and just see if it's if that's what it is. I don't know, but they've been paying regular fees and everything getting billed. So
We must be connected.
yeah, they got to be connected. And that was the year before we had all the money, 415. I think it was from the two of them. But I thought there was something else we had planned for this. I'll have to go back to the notes. That'd be the only
There is
maybe
another one
risk.
on Coon Hollow Road that they're looking at as well.
Okay. So I mean, that's probably the only real risk in here, maybe a little bit on the interest earned. So our cash balance has been dwindling kind of purposely, right? Because no need to borrow more debt until you start to spend the money that's in the bank. There's still over 3 million in the bank. Last I was checking, paying attention because we do have a bond issuance coming up for the city. So I'd like to piggyback on that for WPCA. As you know, there was a referendum. So, we don't need permission. It's just how much do you want to borrow and when do you want to borrow it? If you do it at the same time, you get some, you get to share the costs a lot lower overall. We wouldn't want to do is just bond next year for a couple million dollars. So I'll probably borrow 2 million, I'm thinking, just because we got to do finish up this engineering project and we'll have a little bit of money to maybe start some things. Obviously, we've got more money we can draw down, but when it comes to full cost of that plant, that's got a whole different animal, right? So that said, that's revenues. Now, if we talk a little bit more about the expenses, overall, pretty light going ha considering we're halfway through the year, but there are some big ticket items that are, more of timing than anything, and will likely fill up by the full year. The pension payment just hasn't gone out yet, for example. That's 140,000. When we make that payment for the city of over $1 million, we'll book that. We've been pretty good about the employee benefits that are there. The engineering services hasn't really been a lot. I'm not sure if that's because it's so much in the referendum, and maybe that's an opportunity, the 100 grand there. Do you have any thoughts on that one, or is it just? Is there anything in the works?
I'll have to go back and check invoices. We should have some because not everything has been referendum. I'll have to go back and take a look.
Ed, what about the siphon? Where's that been pulling from? Any of the engineering costs for the siphon?
I think the siphon was supposed to be under the engineering services.
Okay.
I'll have to go back and check.
All right, so yeah, we'll make a point to follow up with Jamie on that then and just see if we have some geography issues. I know it looks like sludge disposal is kind of down a lot. Is that a function of the new press or anything, or just.
Absolutely.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah,
Good.
which is good considering because right after that press got up and running, our new contract and our new rates went up significantly from the last couple of years, and we're still under where we were with the new press. So we're continuing to do well.
That's great for a 66,000 with a budget of 250. I know we've spent that in the past too. The year before it was like 252. So, I mean, that'll be a
Well,
nice pickup for next year when we're thinking about the budget.
yeah, I think we're a little bit more than 66 because I'm up to date with the invoices that we get. And as of December, I think we're at like 91,000.
Okay, so there's a little bit of timing still going. Yeah, I cut this thing off, so it might have got booked in January. And then obviously the capital reserves, which we haven't touched yet, which we could put into that fund that we've created last year that has 200,000 in it. But I know there was also the truck issue that we want to revisit. So I don't know if that's me later in the agenda or if we
it
want to
is.
just talk about it now. Okay. And then lastly, I guess, is the capital account, right? The referendum. So our debt services is on track. You know, we'll have another payment, but that'll be done. And then, you know, we've spent 800,000, a million to go. I think that's pretty close to the projections from Bob. So at the end of the day, I think we're on track there. Again, that would leave, if we spend another million, I think the rest of the engineering plan was 2 million in total. So that would leave another million for next year's budget. And then I don't know how much you budget for this, let's say, for the beginning of 2027, the first 6 months. You know, that's something, Bob, we're going to have to think through, because I feel like we've got it planned through, call it 2026, with what the, but then after that, you know, I don't know how much we're going to need. That's why I'm going to take the 2 million. We'll have a couple million, but you know, I don't know.
I'll do a little bit of research. I'll get back to you, Brian, on that, what we should plan for 27.
Okay. Very good. And then we've got to appreciate. So yeah. So again, I think that's what's going on. Obviously we will end up, using some of that cash, but we'll borrow a couple million. We'll still basically have a little bit, but it'll affect the interest income. So that could be a little bit of risk. We'll follow up on the impact fee sewer and we'll double check some of this timing. Does anyone have anything else or other questions?
I'm good.
The only thing I was going to ask you about was, there's still a lot of money left in the rehab for the system. Is that going to get wiped out by the INI? I know we're supposed to spend $275 on that every year. That was the understanding, right? For collection system rehabilitation.
Yeah. So we've got that budgeted $275, like you mentioned. It's only, we haven't spent a lot, so I can't speak to what else is going to happen that's going to spend that this year.
But that's covered. That's the INI that just got done, David Humphreys Road and all that area. That's where that money's coming from, right? The $250 that we just spent on that. Is that where that's supposed to come
about
out of?
$244,000. That's coming out of that fund.
All right. Okay. So that cleans that out. Okay.
All right. So then, yeah, again, that's another one, Ed. We got to look at these bills and make sure it hasn't been hitting down here. All right. But thanks for that, Kelly.
Any other questions in regards to our budget currently?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hall. We're going to just move on to the check register real quick. Did anybody see anything in the check register that they'd like to question from Mr. Hall? I did not. I did see the new controller there was paid for out of last month, so glad it's installed. All right.
I'm good.
Next item on the agenda is actually in regards to the truck that the technically allowed to get ordered. I put it under old business. Just share that screen. We'll jump back here real quick.
Charlie, what's it take? Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So last month we voted on allowing Ed to go out and get a new pickup truck to replace one that is aged. I know that specifically in the bid we said lease process. After speaking with Mr. Hall on the matter. He did publish an email that I sent out, and he stated that we are better off purchasing it instead of leasing it, only because of the way the funding would work and the interest rate we would pay on the lease would actually cost us more money. So in regards to that, just trying to move things along, I sent an email to everybody. I did hear back from Ms. Strickland, but I didn't get enough positive feedback. So I put this back under old business. I would just like to officially change our vote from a lease of the new pickup truck to the purchase based upon Mr. Hall's recommendation with our budget. And I will let Mr. Hall explain why we should just purchase outright.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So, you know, as we talked a little bit about, there is still almost over $3 million in the bank right now, which we can earn, you know, some interest on, but we're kind of constrained a little bit. So, you know, right now it's between 3 to 4% interest. You're going to pay more for that if it's if you want to try to borrow or do some sort of lease agreement. As we just also talked about, you know, we're way under the operating budget right now. Do the, a lot of these big topics. So maybe we'll fix a little of that with timing, but you know, we can always put more in this capital reserve. So let's say we take the truck and we put it against the capital reserves, the 200 grand, and you get to the end of the year. Well, you know, and you don't spend anything else. So you get to the end of the year and you know, okay, I got 130,000 for sure I can carry over. And if all these other things turn out favorable, like we're talking about probably will happen based on where we're sitting right now, 6 months in, you can vote to take another 70,000 of favorability, you know, get back to the 200,000 and put 200,000 in the that reserve fund that we've started for the, you know, the what's the truck down the road that you want to buy or whatever we end up having to do with it. So I really didn't feel like it was going to affect your decision making when it comes to how much you want to put it to capital reserve, and it net will end up costing you less. So that's why I recommend to do it that way.
What is the price of your truck?
It was in last month's meeting, Mr. Miani. I can pull that up for you if you would wish.
I'm thinking 89. Was it 89 with the body in the plow?
I think it was 83. Right? 83.
I think it was 82 or 83.
Charlie, is it easier for me to just rescind my motion from last month, or is that improper?
No? We're going to keep it, and at the end of this discussion, I'll just entertain a motion to change the language from lease to purchase.
Okay, I got you.
So, hang on 1 second, Mr. Mayan, and I will pull up what we have real quick.
That's okay. I just was more curious. It's got to be in that range anyway.
Yeah, it was 83,000, I believe, total.
Uh-huh.
And that was with the coffee maker,
donuts,
heated seats, donuts, free donuts every day. But
Charlie, if it's got an inverter, I would put a microwave in there. Also.
A microwave, Ed, you got
yeah,
that
I would,
microwave?
Yeah, I would. I
yes,
would.
Sir.
Something's got to heat the coffee while three guys are standing around and one is working.
There you go.
But that's where we're at. And once again, I, based upon Mr. Hall's recommendation, I put this back on the agenda. And at this time, I will make a motion that we change our vote from last month from lease of the new truck to outright purchase of the new truck. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Second by Mr. Miani. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that's going to carry. The next item on the agenda is actually, that's it. We have nothing else underneath the agenda. Once again, I just want to remind you that next meeting is February 18th. Unfortunately, I will be flying. So if either Mr. Curtis or Mr. Miani or Ms. Strickland would like to step up and the three of you are here on February 18th, you'll have to run the meeting. I will not be available. I'll try to get in from my phone, but I will definitely be sitting in Bradley Airport. I think my flight leaves at somewhere around 6:30.
Poor excuse.
I know. It's just a man's golf trip. So,
no, all right. Okay.
And hence the shot next week, so I can actually play.
Okay.
So, if you guys wouldn't mind, I'll put the agenda stuff together for Ed and get it out, and he'll get you the package. If one of you guys can just step in and run it, I will. I'm not asking for excuse. I'd be out of town, but I'd appreciate it. Is there anything else tonight?
I get a question. The last meeting I was in South Africa, and connection wasn't worth a darn. So I don't know what transpired, to be honest with you. But I was curious on, there was a Ashwood Terrace fiasco, that there's a sewer line that was run, but not, it was run by the contractor, I guess, and they had a backup problem. And I recall Ed's crew going out there, couldn't find a manhole. There wasn't any. I was curious how that ended up. Is there, without taking too much time, what were we doing for it?
Yeah, not a problem. And I'll let Mr. Abel address that. But I just want to say that after that whole thing started, Ms. Strickland stepped right up, and she did a lot of work with Ed to recognize where things are. So, but yeah. Mr. Abel, how did that end up on Ashwood Terrace? We ended up paying the invoice for $5,000, I think it was.
I don't recall. I'm trying to look through my files right now.
That's okay. Let's not tie everybody up over that.
I will look into it, and I will add it in my report for next month.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And once again, for everybody, our first meeting, welcome to the new year. And things are rocking and rolling. I appreciate everybody's attendance here. And if we have nothing further, I'd like to call item number 15, adjournment. If I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Made by Mr. Miani. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And I'm probably not even going to ask about anybody that's opposed and wants to stick around. But I, once again, I appreciate everybody. I'll see you guys.
Ed, congratulations on your accomplishment.
Thank you.
And Ed, please, be proud.
Please get me the info so I can forward it to the mayor's office, because you promised me you'd do that.
Yes, sir.
We should put something on the website.
So I spoke to Ed about it. I spoke to the mayor about it, and he's more than happy to put something on the town website about it. And I'm just waiting for maybe a letter or whatever Ed was received on it, so we can post it.
I already sent them the day after you asked. I sent them to both you and the mayor. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure. Oh, and just Mr. Abel, just tell Mr. Iacone, who wants the old truck, hang in there for me. Well, I'm still trying to get some info out of Public Works.
No problem.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night, folks.
Take care.
Stay warm.
7:10 p.m.